Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Parakhas, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis of Parakhas says as follows. It defines, Ezu Petzodaka. What is a Petzodaka? Kol Shemstu HaBeitzim Shalav Hilachas Man. Someone whose testicles are crushed to the point where he's not able to have any children. Krush Shavcha, and Krush Shavcha means Kol Shenichos Hagid, that the Aver is severed, Vim Nishayir Me'atara, Vil Chatzisara Kasher. But if even a little bit of the Atara remains, then he's Kasher. Petzodaka, Krush Shavcha, Matarim, Begiyaros, Mishukharis, Vim Nasrunel, Milava, Bekal, Shenemar, Btzudaka and Krushavcha are now allowed to marry someone from the Kahal, but that does not include Gerim and Mishucharim. They're not called Kahal. Kal Gerim is lower Greek Kahal, and therefore they are allowed to marry them. Then Mishnah Gimel tells us Ammoni, Moavi, Asurim, and Ammoni, and Moavi, are a convert, are usher to marry Miuchesses, Visur and Israel, no matter how many generations down it is. Aval Nikvosei, Mutaris Miad, but female Ammoni, Moavi converts, Ammonis, Moavis, are mutter even in first generation. Mitzri v'adomi einam asurim el at shlosh doros echad zecharim v'echad nekevos. By contrast, a mitzri v'adomi, the isser is limited only to the first three generations, but the isser is expanded to include women as well. Rabbi Shimon Matios and nekevos miad. Rabbi Shimon says no, the isser does not expand to include women as well. It only includes the men. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says I have a kal v'chomer to prove my point. Kal v'chomer advarim umayim b'makom sha'asar as zecharim israelim hit. If when it comes to men, where they're gonna, when it comes to Namoni Moavi, where the men are gonna, we're so machmir that the men are gonna be also forever, and nevertheless the women are mutter right away. So by a mitzvah v'adomi, where we're a little more makel, and we only ask up until three generations, so for sure we should be makel by the women. So the Chum said back to him, look, im halacha nekabel. If you have such a tradition, I have no choice but to accept your tradition. But v'mudin yeshuva. If it's about the kal v'chomer, it's not a great kal v'chomer. Meaning the reason we're so mekel by an Ammonis and Moavis woman is that the reason that we have a problem with Ammoni Moavi in the first place is because lo kidnu aschem b'lechem u'b'mayim, and the women did nothing wrong because it's not their responsibility to come out to greet us. So that's why we're so mekel on the women in that case. That doesn't apply to a mitzvah v'edomi. So Amalam l'chum said that Rabbi Shimon said right back to them loki halacha. He said, first of all, your kal v'chomer, your rejection of my kal v'chomer is incorrect. The women did do something wrong. They should have greeted the Jewish women. And plus, anyway, I'm saying something that is halacha, that is a tradition. When it comes to a mamzer and a nasin, they're usher no matter how many generations later, and the isser applies equally to men and to women. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Beis defined what is a petzua Daka and what is a krus shavcha, and we said that they're, even though they're psulei kal, they're allowed to marry gerim and mishuchrarim. Mishnah Gimel said that an Ammoni and Moavi are usher no matter how many generations later, but the females of Ammon and Moav are mutter. Everyone agrees to that. By Mitzri v'Adomi, everyone agrees the males are usher for three generations. Machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, what about the females? So the Tanakhama holds females are also usher for three generations, and Rabbi Shimon says the females are mutter right away. Rabbi Shimon said it's a kal v'chomer. If we're more machmir by Ammon and Moav and we're makel on the females, so the mitzvah v'edomi, which is more kal, for sure we should be makel on the females. The Chacham said back to him, no, the only reason we're makel on the females of Ammon and Moav is they did nothing wrong. So Rabbi Shimon said, well, first of all, I have a tradition that this is true. Second of all, they did do something wrong because they should have greeted the Jewish women. And then we said that a mamzer and a nasin, whether it's male or female, is usher no matter how many generations later it may be. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perichas, Mishnah Dalet.